Overton Window Speedrun, British Voters Now More Right-Wing on Immigration Than Americans. By Oliver J.J. Lane on November 1, 2025. British voters across the political spectrum are much more likely to hold strong views on immigration and even ethnic homogeneity than Americans. With 70% of right-wing voters saying it's bad for society if white people decline as a share of the population. Britons have long been considered to be comfortably to the left of their American cousins on practically all political matters. While this remains largely true, new research shows that Britons from both the left and right are considerably more forthright than their American counterparts on immigration policy questions. Voters for British right-wing parties are radically more likely to agree with statements such as it is bad for society if white people decline as a share of the population and society is weakened by being made up of many different races, ethnicities, and religions, the polling finds. The remarkable results come from a preview of a forthcoming paper by the National Centre for Social Research, entitled UK and US Attitudes, Two Sides of the Same Coin. Trailed in finance-focused British globalist centre-left publication, The Financial Times. The organisation took questions already well-polled and understood by US pollsters and asked exactly the same of British respondents, giving a realistic side-by-side comparison. With 2,000 respondents asked, it isn't a mega poll, but it is still twice the size of a typical UK political pollster's sample. It found the United Kingdom remains to the left of America on every national policy and social issue question, such as taxation and abortion among others, except for questions of immigration and diversity, at least suggesting that decades of British governments ignoring popular sentiment on border control has pushed the population rightward. Some of the gaps in willingness to show agreement on some migration concepts between British and American respondents are vast. And all the more astonishing given that expressing some of the sentiments that seem to enjoy widespread support among the British would likely invite a police investigation in the UK, where there are no constitutional guarantees of free speech. Asked whether they agree with the statement, "We risk losing our national identity if we are too open to people from all over the world," a massive 81% of people who voted for either the Conservative Party or Nigel Farage's Reform Party at the last general election said they would agree, compared to 65% of US Trump voters. Among British Labour Party voters, there is no majority for this notion, but it is still striking that 34% agree, compared to just 12% of 2024 Kamala Harris voters. Indeed, British left-wing voters are to the right of Kamala Harris supporters in every one of these metrics. On the statement, "It is bad for society if white people decline as a share of the population," 70% of UK right-wingers agree, a full 27 points ahead of Trump voters, who agreed 43% of the time. On the left, 24% of Labour voters said yes, while just 9% of Harris voters agreed. Asked whether they are uncomfortable with people speaking a foreign language in public places, 66% of British Conservative and Reform voters agreed. Trump supporters do not share this sentiment as broadly, with just 47% agreeing, followed by Labour voters at 28%, and Kamala Harris supporters at 17%. Again, on ethnic homogeneity, a majority of right-wingers in Britain said they agreed that society is weakened by being made up of many different races, ethnicities, and religions. A majority of 52% said that was the case, well over double the number of American conservatives who said they thought so, who came in at 19%. Those Trump voters only came in a little ahead of British Labour supporters, who agreed 14% of the time. Least of all were Kamala Harris voters, who agreed with statistically negligible frequency at 3%. The Financial Times cited Sir John Curtis, a renowned British sophologist and political scientist, who said the results once again underline the new dividing lines in British politics. These lines, which had been over economic policy in past decades, now revolve around social issues, characterizing the right as more concerned with sovereignty than fiscal probity. They share this with US President Donald Trump, who said that they think that Britain should run itself.